Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting now.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I
hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Another day, another dollar.
The money not sleep.
Up and at it. Granny. 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 I'm up and at it. Granny. Granny. Nah, shit real ain't nothing sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So I'm up and at it. Grinding. I'm grinding. The money don't sleep. Up before the rooster. Thank you, Lord, for the day, hallelujah. Neighborhood full of looters. Disturbing the peace, worse than looter. Watch as I maneuver through all the manure. My mind on the moolah and nothing else. I gotta make something of myself. I gotta show the hood they can make it. They ain't gon' give a shit, gotta take it. So I'm up and at it. Early morning, late nights, huh? You chillin' while I'm on my grind, huh? Money, money, money. Money, money on my mind, huh? I ain't asking, I ain't begging. I want it, so I go and get it. I want it, so I go and get it. Ain't even had breakfast, but I'm up and at it. Grinding. I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Woo. Shit real ain't nothing sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Nah, loud one sleep, first one up.
Yeah.
Grind like me might come up.
Yeah.
No fun till I get the funds up. Hone a few things, but I want more. All 10 down, not a toe short. Get it busted down with my homeboy. You broke cause you worried about them hoes, boy. Fuck help, I'ma get it on my own, boy. So I'm up and at it. The mind ain't promised. So today I'm on the grizzly, gotta make dollars. Get the racks up, stack it like Dave Thomas. Barely finished high school, rarely stay in college. And we'll pass on the modern day slave office. Bust sweats while you sit and get paid off us. Nah, I'd rather be my own boss, motherfucker. Young nigga out of day, self-made. Hustle every day, yeah. Do what for free? You must be crazy. I'm sucker free as fuck, you pay me. Thinking of ways to win, trying to turn K's to M's. I say I'm married to the game and I play to win. Married to the game and I play to win, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm up and at it.
Yeah.
I'm grinding.
Yeah.
I'm grinding.
Yeah.
I'm grinding. I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. Nah, shit real ain't that sweet, my nigga. Gotta get on my feet, my nigga. Boss up, can't be a leash, my nigga. Cause if you don't work, you don't eat, my nigga. So, I'm up and at it. I'm grinding. I'm grinding.
Why?
Where I excel is ridiculous. Sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
I'm working.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The cart goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast, on it's on the line with you. And it's just me and you tonight. I do have a special guest that will be joining me coming up shortly. His goes by the name of J.O. Out of Dallas, Texas. So, you know, anytime I get a chance to represent Texas and put on for the state, I'm more than happy to do so. But definitely a talented artist. Another one coming out of Dallas. Actually, I believe on the same label or dealing with the same management of Go Yayo. You know, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he's out right now doing his thing and still getting show money and all of the above. But definitely Yayo, another one that you can look out for. Excited to have him on the line tonight. Looking forward to learning more about who he is and kind of what he brings to the table as far as the industry. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Jim May, the Priest, Global 14, the cut via global14.com. And yeah, pretty much here every Wednesday, the other host, Golden Fleece, is out doing his thing in Orlando, busy. In fact, I'm going to be running around crazy, and already am. I'm going to be leaving ahead of the Texas, going to Dallas, San Antonio, and then Colleen. B-Day coming up on Monday, so, you know, you got to step out and do a little something different. But, yeah, so also, if you're an independent artist and you want to know how you can be considered to get your music played or to be interviewed, We do have a bit of a little process here. You do need to submit your music so we can put you in our unsigned segment. We don't like to just play the records on the show here. You're not going to get the BDS scans. It's just really not just about getting your song played on the radio. We actually like to help you. We have DJs that come on the line. We have A&Rs, managers. We have all kinds of people that come on the line and offer opportunities or assistance or guidance or critique your music. So it's a really great opportunity to kind of get a listener's ear on your record instead of just, you know, hey, what you think about this record, throwing it on Facebook or whatnot. You know, send it to us and let's actually take the time to listen to it and let you know what we think. So, yeah, just hit us up on our social network at Onyx254 and I'll provide that later on in the show today. So, yeah, like I said, we are going to have Gio come up. And then I'll mention a little bit of what happened in news. OKC, they're not going to make it. But they wasn't my alternate team. I just wasn't trying to see the Warriors get to the finals. But since they did, it is what it is. I'm going to move forward. If you want to call and speak to Gio tonight, we definitely encourage you to do so. I see he has a lot of supporters and fans on all of his social networks. So you can do that by calling 760-913-4119, and I will make sure to get you in the line if it's not too crazy. We'll try to get as many calls in as we can. Or you can just tweet and hit us up on our social networks, and we'll ask Gio a question for you, or we'll send and relay the message that you're listening. What else is going on? Shout out to Jermaine Dupri, who actually opened up the Beyonce concert in Pittsburgh. Very dope. Y'all know how I feel about her. And then also he does have BET Moguls, which premieres this month on BET. So please make sure you check that out. Birdman's on there. Who else is on there? Who else? I think it's Timberland. I can't even remember who all is on the show, but basically it's called Moguls. It comes on BET. Going to be Snoop Dogg, I think, is in it. So, yeah, it starts this month. And then the Rap Game comes on again, season 2, starting in July. The first competition aired January 1st of this year. Major success. It was the highest rated for that time spot across cable TV and definitely for Lifetime TV. So it was a big success. So congratulations to Jermaine Dupri and all of what he's got going on. What's coming up this month, BET Awards, June 23rd through the 26th out there in Los Angeles. Tentatively will be out there. So if you're headed to LA for the week, awards weekends, BET Experience, or actually going to attend the awards, holler at me. Let's see if we can link up during that time frame. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to actually go ahead and play J.O.'s record. I think it would be dope to go ahead and get his record going because I'll be calling in the line in a few minutes here. And again, if you want to speak to him, 760-913-4119. Back Global 14 to cut, and this is J.O. The record is called Fire.
Run it up. Burn it up. I'm on fire. I'm on. Ooh! Turn up. I'm on fire. Yeah.
Fire, yeah.
That's no lie. Yeah. Nigga, let me finish. I'm about to go and get it.
I'm finna go.
I just want the money. Run up the check for me.
Run it.
I got some killers for real. They go break their neck for me.
Got the plug and that nigga on the set. I'm so fly, a nigga just stepped off of the jet. These niggas pussy need to go see the vet. All these niggas, yeah, they know I'm a veteran. All these niggas know I'm better than half these niggas, they ain't ready for a nigga. Follow me while I go set the trend.
Yeah.
Kamikaze for a kamikaze. get respected like I'm Luca Brasi. I got niggas, and they got niggas, and they'll go against the fucking Nazis. I'm a killer by myself. I don't even need a fucking posse. I just keep them by my side, cause they gon' ride or die, nigga. It's time for you niggas to go to sleep so I can buy, nigga. Niggas be talking about whipping the chicken, nigga. I like my chicken fried, nigga. I got the opposite of cola. I mix the line of that purple and yellow with soda. Then I roll up the loud. Got niggas following me for that motherfucking odor. Hold up, wait a minute. These niggas hate cause I'm winning. These niggas know that I come for the show, and they know I'ma go wherever I want. Where I'm finna go, you don't need to know, and that is the show. I got my niggas, they with me, we packing them pack shit. All my niggas, yeah, they roll with heavy metal.
I'm on fire, yeah, 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 yeah.
Fire, yeah, yeah.
That's no lie, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
I'm getting high, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
I'm getting on the nerves, they like, ah, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
They like, hold up, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Nigga, let me finish.
Nigga, let me.
I'm about to go and get
it. I'm finna go.
I just want the money.
I want the money.
Run up the check for me.
Run it, run it, run it.
I got some killers for real. They for real. They go break their neck for me.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. That was Dayo with Fire from Dallas, Texas. Artists that's coming on the line tonight. Independent recording artist will be our special guest. Waiting on him to touch down to the line, and then we'll get the interview started. Let me mention this. So while we're waiting for the artist, I do want to say what happened this weekend. And I was like, what's going on? There's so much going on, I feel like. So, look, y'all know I don't keep up with, like, the reality TVs and all of that kind of stuff. But, of course, you know, when you get to your computer, things pop up. So, when I got today, the longest in my little mail, I seen a story that Black China and, is it Rod? Yeah, Rod Kardashian are going to have their own reality TV show. Well, that's what's up. I saw that coming. Congratulations. Get the check. It is what it is. So, that's something new. Everybody, I see a lot of memes about it. I think it's fun. I'm excited. She's pregnant. They're having a baby. It is what it is. Also, speaking of that, yesterday I saw her with the crazy stuff about Angela Simmons. Not crazy stuff, but you know how people be coming up with the quick memes. They be so quick with it. So apparently Angela Simmons is pregnant. She's engaged, by the way. So she's expecting. Congratulations to Angela Simmons and Black China, but congratulations to Angela Simmons. And I saw a lot of dudes kind of still, like, heartbroken about it. But, hey, she's already been off the market. She's been engaged. She's already, you know, taken. So, hey, you know, let her be happy. I'm happy for her. We did have Diggy Simmons on the show, by the way. So shout out to Diggy. We need to link up with him again. Who else? What else happened? The gorilla thing. What happened with that, y'all? All I saw was the men's, and you know, that's enough. I think I've seen the article, but kind of like bypassed it. But then after that, the men's came through, and I, you know, I was rolling off of that. But I guess it's kind of sad. I guess they shot the gorilla or whatever. I don't really know what happened, but you know how the internet do and how they take stuff and run with it and trip and have fun. But it's been enjoyable for me. It definitely has been. What happened this week also on Memorial Day, I don't know if you're paying attention or if you've noticed this, but the History Channel actually premiered, you guys remember Alex Haley, The Roots? Now, that's my joint. That's one of my favorite. Like, I watch Roots, like, for real. I was just saying that. I got to get my sons to watch Roots. My parents had me watching Roots when I was, like, well, my mom's there when I was, like, six. So, basically, they redid the Roots joint miniseries. And I don't know. I kind of was on the fence about it because I didn't want them to redo it. I see Forrest Whitaker is playing the Fiddler joint. Dude, you got to really know what I'm talking about. So, if you're not into Roots, then you ain't going to be into this. But anyway, I didn't like the new cast. I'm not feeling the cast. I haven't seen it yet, so maybe I've changed my mind. I do like who's playing Toby. He seems like a young guy, but I don't know if I'm ready for the remake. It's not up to me, but it's already out and ready. But, you know, at any rate, I think it's wonderful for the next generation who aren't familiar with Roots, if you haven't put it, they haven't been put onto it, or just for people that need a reminder of the history, the legacy, the story. There was a lot of controversy about it not being true at some point later on in Alex Kelly's career after it became such a worldwide success. But at the end of the day, nevertheless, they are redoing it. So, you know, congratulations to everybody on the cast. Actually, one of my friends was an extra, I believe, on the set, and it looked incredible, the set itself. So, I might check it out. I said I wasn't going to, but I am. It's only fair. It's only right. But ain't nothing like that original OG film or record or whatever it is. Ain't nothing like the first one. But who's to say they can't, you know, make this series coming up a success as well. Anything else going on reality TV-wise? I wouldn't know about it because I don't watch the reality TV, but I should. That's Golden. He keeps me up with that. He keeps us up to that. So if you got something you want to share or let me know about, hit me up. Let me know. 760-913-4119. Or you can inbox me, message me, whatever. What else is coming up? So, yeah, I will give you this exclusive insight. If you guys are familiar with Louisiana Cash out of Louisiana, he had the Walk with a Dip record. Please be on the lookout because I heard that there's something nice to come. So definitely keep your eyes open and your ears ready to receive new records as well from Louisiana Cash. Also, Hot Boy Turk just dropped his Young and Thuggin mixtape part two. And, you know, Turk is right there for the show. So we definitely want to make sure we support him and let you guys know to go get that. Now, where is J.O.? I'm going to hit them up and see where they at. Hold on, y'all. What can I tell y'all about? Because I don't really know what... I see who's listening, but I can't tell if y'all are artists. I can't tell if you're just fans of J.O., probably fans of J.O. I do see a few familiar people here. Shout out to everybody that continues to support Best Out Entertainment. Thank you so much. Every Wednesday, I so do appreciate you. I'm trying to think of something I can blab to y'all about, but I really ain't in the mood to do all of that. I'm more so excited to get on this line and speak to J.O. And have you guys meet him and introduce you to more of who he is and what he has to offer coming up. So let me see, y'all. Let me see real quick what I can do. How about we do this? Like I said, we do have the BET Awards happening, taking place June 23rd to 26th. I know that the core DJs are going to have an event. That's Tony Neal is a CEO and founder of that core DJ affiliation, DJ network affiliation, and they will be having something BET weekend. So you may, if you want to touch down to BET, but they're not quite ready money-wise to do anything with the actual official BET awards, then there are going to be several other events. And I would highly recommend Core DJs as one of those events that would be official, so to speak. Maybe not tied directly to BET, but certainly going to have some notable names in the building, in the area, in the vicinity that you can network with, link up with, and go from there. So what I do is I'm going to play, and I wish I could get y'all some tickets or something, but you know, I'm always giving stuff away. I got to chill a little bit on that. So look, Tony Neal, Come to the Money. This is Colonel Loud and Rico Marino. I'm going to play this record until we get J.O. on the line, get him situated. We may even bring that fire record back just right before he comes on. So check this record out. Go before it's in the cut.
Here we go. It's your boy, Puerto Rican. I got the colonel with me. Hank, I see you. It's that Ferrari infidelity.
Now when it comes to the money, man, it feel like that. Man, it feel like that. I'm always talking to the money like that, my girl. Ooh, that's my chick. You're so beautiful. And I can't get over you. Now when it comes to the money, man, it feel like that. Said it feel like that. I'm always talking to the money like that's my girl. Ooh, that's my chick. You're incredible. And I can't.
When I ride through the city with my chick on my side while I'm playing in it. Yeah, have you ever took a nap on a whole lot of cash? Match full of blue faces, got me sleeping on the stairs. Have you ever lost it all, watch your friends disappear? Did it all back and watch it quickly reappear. Money, 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 I'm in love with the rap. Something like my woman trying to get it in the sack. Money, 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 yes, yeah, something like my chick. We took a lot of trips and we made a lot of flips. But get my old lady better know how to treat her. Anyone can get up with the finger can't keep her. Reminiscing about the crap on how I used to get paid. Thumbing through the checks, feeling like I get laid.
Now when it comes to the money, man, it feel like that. Said it feel like that. I'm always talking to the money like that's my girl. Ooh, that's my chick. You're incredible. And I can't get over you. My baby got it going on, making plays around the clock. Sweat so good I can't let it pass by. I'm up waiting on to keep it tapped nonstop. Me and this girl going straight to the top. Don't nothing come before this paper. If you ain't got that cash, then you laid out. I gotta get it, go get it, that money. She give me all that, I want my honey. Now this the kind of girl that I can share with wifey. Even make love to her all in my sleep. Never ever been selfish, yeah, I share with my crew. As long as I keep her, man, I just can't lose. I might fly her out to Jamaica. Let her buy me a pad out in Vegas. When it comes to the money, I hustle no lie. If you ask me, then I will.
Welcome back to Global 14, the cut. That was Tony Neal, Colonel Lau, and Rico Barino with Come to the Money. Definitely one of my favorite joints. Anything with grinding, getting to this money, or that's just me. So I'm on that. I'm about that. That's my joint. So look, we're still waiting for Jay to come through. I did hit his manager left. You know, he's an artist. He's got a manager. He's got a little team on deck, you know. It's a good look. So shout out to Zio and the team. I appreciate them for coming through tonight. We're going to be patient waiting for them to come on the line real quick. So look, here's what I divvied up real quick while I was had you guys listening to that record right there. So I'm really, really not sure what to say about this, but here's the latest. So the Lil Wayne and Birdman saga began, what was it, maybe 2 years ago? You guys, I don't know. Maybe about 2 years ago. It can't be that. It's that one. Was it? About 2 years ago, because I remember we had church, and he was like, I can't speak on it. Everybody got lawsuits out and all of that. So basically, it looks like Lil Wayne was at a concert recently, and he basically went and said, you know, F Cash Money, F Birdman, F all of this. He had an outburst. That was basically, I guess there was some type of issue that took place in Denver. I'm not really sure what happened, but he still is pursuing his lawsuit for $51 million against Birdman. And I don't know. And then, you know, it's just getting, it's to the point where, like I said, from day one, I'm not really trying to keep, I hate to see it unfolding like this and unraveling like this, because, you know, Cash Money was one of those empires that we all look to, and I mean, they were very innovative back in the day. So it's really sad to see now, going fast forward 20 years, however many years, that not even 20, but it's just hard to see, sad to see it all unfold like this. Niggas ain't getting paid, niggas is suing, and to be honest with you, quite a few niggas have sued. It just wasn't as, mainstream. There wasn't a lot of social media. It wasn't all of that going on at the time the lawsuits went through. You know, niggas wasn't that nosy like they is right now. So, but that's the latest. I guess he's still not feeling that nigga. But, you know, at the end of the day, they was just cooling and kicking it. So I don't have time for that. You know, either whatever y'all gonna do, I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about it. But media-wise, yes, they back feuding. He's still suing. We're going to see what Birdman has to say about that when he comes on this new mogul series that's taking place, like I said, in BET. You can catch it. I don't have the show times right now, but like I said, it is coming on this month. Birdman, Jermaine Dupri, a couple of other moguls on the show. So I don't know what's going on with it. Not my business. Not my issue. Definitely wish everybody the best, but I'm always up for people getting their checks. I got a few checks pending right now that I need to call back on it and follow up on it. So it is what it is. I think I do have J-O that popped on, and that's the guest for tonight. So what I want to do is go ahead and play his record again. Rewind that back for those of you who may have missed us premiering it. We're going to play it a couple of times on here anyway. So this is J-O with Fire, and I'll be back hopefully with J-O on Global 14 The Cut.
I'm about to go and get it. I just want the money.
I want the money.
Run up the check for me.
Run it.
I got some killers for real. They for real. They go break their neck for me.
Got the plug and that nigga on the set. I'm so fly, a nigga, just a thought for the jet. These niggas pussy need to go see the vet. All these niggas, yeah, they know I'm a veteran. All these niggas know I'm better than half these niggas, they ain't ready for a nigga. Follow me while I go set the trend.
Hey. Kamikaze for a kamikaze. Get respected like I'm Luca Brasi. I got niggas, and they got niggas, and they are going against the fucking Nazis. I'm a killer by myself. I don't even need a fucking posse. I just keep them by my side, cause they gon' ride or die, nigga. It's time for you niggas to go to sleep so I can buy, nigga. Niggas be talking about whipping the chicken, nigga. I like my chicken fried, nigga. I got the opposite of cola. I mix the line of that purple and yellow with soda. Then I roll up the loud. Got niggas following me for that motherfucking odor.
Hold up, wait a minute. These niggas hate cause I'm winning. These niggas know that I come for the show, and they know I'ma go wherever I want. Where I'm finna go, you don't need to know, and that is the show. I got my niggas, they with me, we packing them packs. Shit, all my niggas, yeah, they roll with heavy metal.
I'm on fire, yeah. That's no lie, yeah. I'm getting high, yeah. Hold up, wait a minute. Nigga, let me finish. I'm about to go and get it. I just want the money. Run up the check for me.
Run it.
I got some killers for real, they for real. They go break their neck for me.
Alrighty, welcome back to Rule Before the Team to Cut. And as I mentioned, we do have J.O., recording artist out of Dallas, Texas, on the line with us. What's good?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth? Oh, man. I'm sorry, because this is a big difference.
I got love for Dallas.
Oh, man.
But Fort Worth is where I'm from.
Okay.
A.K.A. Boomtown.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for the clarification on that. Man, we got the write-up and it says,
ooh,
I just did a write-up over the Global 14.
Already.
Well, Fort Worth, let me do that over. Fort Worth independent recording artist on the line, J.O. We just dropped the fire record. Definitely a hot one. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm good. Just ripping and running, you know, working like you, trying to get my money right.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, look, like I said, I was just telling you on the other line before you went live that I did check out other music that you had on YouTube on your channel and definitely think you're talented. So it's an honor to interview you tonight. I feel like you have a lot of great things coming ahead, and I'm going to be able to say as one of the first. So let's get right into it. So you're from Fort Worth, and so were you born and raised Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes, ma'am. On the east side.
On the east side. Okay. So share with us a little bit about kind of your surroundings, your upbringing. Kind of walk us through. We want to get to know who you were from the very beginning up until this point now.
Well, from a little boy, I've always been singing my whole life. My daddy is a singer, and that, you know, that's where I get it from. And I grew up in a church, so singing and dancing and being on the stage and performing has always been a part of my life. I started recording myself at the age of 12. And
wow.
I looked up to a lot of artists in the industry, and as I paid attention, I realized I was like one of them, you know what I'm saying? And when I felt like that I had the same gifts that they got, I started to put it to use into real life. I've been through a lot. I'd have done a lot. I'd have seen a lot. So it's like my music is my life. Basically, everything that I live, seen, or done, that's my music. Y'all, basically, when y'all listen to my music, y'all live in my life.
Most definitely. Well, it takes definitely, it comes from another place when it's something that you personally experience and you put it in on that pen and paper and hit the booth. So for that, you know, people can only respect your craft even more to know that this was your true struggle. It may even find inspiration in it. Any pivotal moment? Yeah, absolutely. Everything is a part of your story. Anything in particular that happened in your life or along this journey within the music industry that you say, you know what, I got to start taking this serious, or have you always been I want to do this my whole life and be serious about it?
I mean, not the whole time that it was serious. Like, when I first started, I was just making music because I love music. So I love to hear myself. So when I was making music, I was just making it to listen to because I was liking the music that I was making. And it was
yeah.
like, dang, this right here is, nah, this is what I've been listening to. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to other people, and this is exactly what it sounds like, what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into my brother. He's not my blood brother, but he became my brother with the relationship we had. I ran into him 6 years ago. His name is Money Maserati. And when I ran into him, he kind of was guiding me to actually take it serious because he seen the same gift that I knew I had, and he kind of pushed me to take it serious. So about 6 years ago, me and him, we connected, and we made a team, which is called Gator Gang. That's the name of our label. And ever mm-hmm. since I ran into him, it's been serious. It's been business since then.
Well, it's definitely. And so I want to ask you this then. Because you seem to have quite a bit of a following. I went on your Facebook. I mean, people are really excited about. You just shared, like, what was it, a 30-second, not even 30-second, maybe a 20-second
yeah.
snippet. Maybe
yeah.
that. And niggas went crazy, you know, and shared it. It was like, yo, you had me mad. This wasn't the full joint. You know, like, they ready for that. And building that anticipation is not something that is just, like, that's not automatic. So, how do you feel that you were able to kind of, like, get that established, per se, to where people are looking for what you got going on versus you shoving it down their throat, like, it seems the artists do these days?
Well, for one, I put a lot of work into what I do. See, I engineer my own music, so I basically do everything from record myself, mix and master, get the graphics done, go handle the business on those songs, the tracks, and putting it out. It's all done by me, and a lot of people in Fort Worth know that because a lot of them come, you know, they come kick it with me, or, you know, they seen too, because I have vlogs on YouTube, me working, so they see how I work. And I dropped the track Fire last year on 4th of July. It was really supposed to be like a song that was just supposed to be like, it was supposed to be one of those songs that we were just supposed to get crunk to at the little,
right.
we threw a little 4th of July party. So it was just supposed to be a song that we was just supposed to get live to, but we had a camera guy out there, and which his name is Nephew World. Shout out to Nephew World. He came and he filmed, and when it was posted, like, when people heard that song, they just was asking for it. So, and then finally, Bebe, I ran into him, and he wanted it. So, and he wound up playing it on K104. So, I was getting spins on K104. And I was telling my, people was telling me, hey, bro, you need to shoot a video. You need to shoot a video for the song. But I knew it wasn't the right time to shoot a video because the type mm-hmm. of feedback I was getting from this song, I knew that it was something that needed to be done the right way. So, I wasn't trying to rush. I didn't want to do it until I felt it needed to be done. And,
mm-hmm.
and I ran into Supreme, which is my manager. I ran into him a couple months ago, and we hooked up, and he was like, yeah, man, it's about that time, you know. And people was already ready to see the video because the song had been jumping. I get booked for shows.
Mm-hmm.
I perform it everywhere. My performance is as live as the song. The same feeling you get
mm-hmm.
from the song is the same feeling you'll get
yeah.
when you see me perform the song. It's not better when you
right.
see me, but it's
right.
good. So a lot of people, so when I tell them that I'm finna get ready to shoot the video, they're like, oh, I want to be in it. See, that's, and so when I tell them, I'm gonna let y'all know when it's time to shoot it. So I tell them, nah, we ain't gonna do it on this day. We gonna wait a little longer. They're like, man. So I have them waiting for so long that they anxious. That's just like me. Like, I mean, it's just like anybody. Like, if you really want something, like,
right.
waiting for it, it's only going to make you want it more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
won't stop you from wanting it. So it's like when I
exactly.
dropped the little 20-second clip, it was like, oh, it's about time. So now everybody is paying attention. But they seen that it was just a little clip, and they ain't mad. They really just right. glad that they see that it's coming.
Exactly.
But be on the lookout. Nah. Be on the lookout for it, though. It's on the way.
I love that story. And what you know what's crazy about what you're saying is that that's not – this is the standard amount of time to work a single. If you were going to make – you didn't make this a single, it just kind of – you know, the people wanted
but yeah, I had a whole nother song that was supposed to actually be the single that I was going to push. But the way that they was like, that's the one. Hey, where this song at? I want that song. I was like, okay, I ain't going to be stupid because I see what they want. And
right.
I do this for my people. So why not give them what they want? And that's
absolutely.
How I happened.
And that's dope, man. And shout out to you for the strategy on that. I mean, a lot of people do rush and just try to, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's competing or just, you know, not the timing got to be right. And I just much respect to you and your team and for just doing it in a way that made sense for you guys because it certainly paid off. When you get to, so you do everything yourself. You said you engineer and go in and do all of that. What is it that you need to get in the booth? Do you have to have a nice beat first, or do you just kind of freestyle it? What's your style to create these
Most definitely, I need a nice beat. I mean, see, with the type of musician I am, I really can make a song out of any type of beat. Like, a ringtone can come on, I'm going to make a song to it. People around me, they know, they see this is what I do because music is a part of my everyday life. Like, you might catch me singing What's Up to one of my homies, you know what I'm saying? Or rapping, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they know this is what I do. But all of it just come from, like, if I get a nice beat, oh, you know it's a hit. It's going to be a hit. Like, if anybody, like, my people know me. If I'm around them or if they just by themselves, if they hear a nice beat that they know I might like, they'll send it to me because they know for a fact it's about to be a hit. No matter what kind of beat it is, if it's a nice beat, that's it. It's a rap. That's all I need to hear. Now it's up to me to make the song, to create the song.
Oh, that's crazy. I love
it. It probably take me at the most. It probably take me about 30 minutes. It probably take me about 30 minutes to make a song. I made one faster than that.
Wow, that's what's up, man. The demand is there, so I mean, that people definitely gonna want you to be able to talk them out back to back. But let me ask you this: what do you feel is one of your strengths, or one of the things I would say that would set you apart from these other independent artists, and not necessarily like an unsigned artist, but just other people that's out there right now? That's mainstream. What's one of the things that you feel sets you apart from them? Everybody has a story, but what in particular does Dale bring to the industry that we haven't seen before?
Well, now I'm pretty sure we didn't all seen it before, but the difference in me now is, see, a lot of people just make music because they see, you know what I'm saying? They think, and don't get me wrong. If you do got some good lyrics, then, you know what I'm saying, you can make a nice song. But a lot of times people think that just good lyrics is, you know what I'm saying, is what make a great song. The difference between me is I'm a musician. I don't just rap. I rap, I sing, I make beats. I make beats with my mouth. Like, if I can go record myself, and you would think that I made a beat from a beat machine or someone. Really, I just recorded myself with my own vocals. You know what I'm saying? I do some type of shit Michael Jackson used to do, but you would never know.
Yeah.
Like, I make real music, you know what I'm saying? Like, music that every age could listen to and like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to force my music onto you.
All right, I could dig that. I like that. I like the variety in which you can go, different ages and just different settings. So
it's nothing I can't. When it comes to music, it's nothing I can't do.
I know that's what's up. Already. Well, let me ask you this then. What's one part of the industry that you're learning now? Like you said at the beginning, your fan base is running into the baby. You got some manager now. Is there anything a part of it within this industry that you, when you first wanted to take it serious, you didn't know you were going to have to deal with? Paperwork or people?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Anything, politics? Oh, okay.
Yeah, a whole lot of that. Like, I mean, see, I lied because my daddy, he told me about the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, before I even really took it serious. But at the same time, when I started taking it serious, I didn't know the type of paperwork that was coming my way, you know, like contracts and, like, on the cool, I didn't even know I was going to have a manager. I knew nothing about all that, you know. When I ran into my homie Maserati, he was one of the ones that was starting to put me up on a lot of the game in the industry. Like, okay, bro, now that you finished taking serious, this is all the stuff that you need to do. Like, we're going to need a manager. You know, you're going to need a street team. I didn't know I was going to need a lot of that. See, because a lot of people think that just good music will get you there. It's not the only thing. Like, you got to put a lot of work behind it for it to happen. You can't just sit there and hope for something to happen. You got to put work into it to make it happen.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. We do have a lot of artists that are listening to the show and that tune in weekly, and they need to kind of remember that and hear that. We all can use a reminder every now and then. So it's also refreshing to know that you don't have to be the expert at everything. Like, if I can get somebody on the squad that I can really trust to handle this piece, then I'm good to do that, you know, so you can focus on being an artist. So that's what's up. That's real cool. So what is, tell us about the project. And I know it's coming out next week.
Well, actually, it dropped May 30th, yesterday.
Okay.
Two days ago. Get me wrong. It dropped 2 days ago, but I have the hard copies of my CDs are out. You know, a lot of people are waiting for it to drop on Live Mixtape, Spinnerilla, Dat Piff, you know, out the whole nine. They waiting for it, which releases online then next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the CDs are already out. So if you in my city, or if you a real fan from another city or state, and you hit me up and you want one, then I'll mail you one. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to wait till it hit online and you go cop it offline, then, hey, however you want to get it. As long as you get it, I'm cool with it.
Alrighty. So let me ask you this, and you seem to be, like you said, very well-rounded and talented, can kind of do it all. Who in the industry, is there anybody that you would want to work with that's out right now that you'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a record with him, or I would love to work with this artist? Anybody in particular?
All of them. And I mean that, like, for real. Like, I want to work with them all. Like, it ain't nobody I don't want to work with. So it's like, come on, let's work.
Right.
Whoever willing to work with me, we gonna make it happen. Cause that's what I do.
Right.
That's why my city love me now. Because, you know, a lot of local artists just like myself that's out here, you know what I'm saying, putting in work. They come to me and I work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I see them working. Like, I see them trying to make something happen. So, why not do it together?
Absolutely.
Two heads is always better than one.
Yeah, I love that answer, man. I'm
most definitely a team player. Yeah, let's teamwork make the dream work.
Something happen. Yeah, that's
every
dope.
Time.
That's dope. That's real cool. That's real cool. Because, you know, people be coming out and they be having the, I don't know if ego is the right word, but they just don't be, they be like, nah, I'm good. I don't listen to the radio. I don't do this. I don't do that. And that's cool. You don't got to listen to the radio. But I like that you're willing to work with, like you said, whoever rock with you. So that's what's up. Real cool. So what's going on? What you got planned? You did the mixtape release. Are you guys looking for anything major? What's your plans versus independent, staying independent, and then, you know, possibly looking into a major record at Luckadoo?
Well, right now, with me knowing what I know about this business, I know we can go far independent. Now, I'm not going to say I won't sign to a major label, but the only way I'm going to sign to a major label is if they offer me what I want, because I know what I'm worth. And then at the same time, like my boy Baby say, they got to put some respect on my name. I put a lot of work in this, so they got to come with it. I won't mind staying independent, because one thing I know about this game is you got to invest.
I'm going to invest
all the way.
Alrighty. So are you doing any traveling, let's say, for those that don't reside in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas area? Are you doing any traveling outside of Texas? Any shows coming up?
No shows coming up so far out of Texas, but I just got back from Atlanta a week ago. I was out there at No Genre, the Defiant Studio, that's Grand Hustle, T.I. I was out there. I did a track out there and had a couple interviews with the radio station and all that. And then before that, I just came from New York. We did a session with Lil Mama, my homie Go Yayo, Hood Fame. I'm pretty sure you done heard of him.
Yeah, and we had him on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy right there, Hood Fame. You know, that's what makes the Supreme Team right there. My label, Gator Gang, and they label Hood Fame. That's what makes the Supreme Team.
No doubt. Well, I mean, you definitely got a great manager, from what I've learned and come to know so far. So, I have a lot of respect for this movement. I feel like y'all about to be on it. Like, it's crazy. Maybe you already on it. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's gonna be y'all already on it.
It's most definitely about to happen. They put my boy on the news today. Go Yayo, he was on the news today. They trying to talk down on him, say, you know what I'm saying, that he ain't good for the kids. He coming to the schools and his music ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
So, okay, what? Wait a minute. Run that back?
Yeah. they trying to throw some dirt on my man name, you know what I'm saying? He been going around to the schools and performing and giving encouraging words to the kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Channel 8 News today, they saying that his music is, they don't think that he should have been the one to come to the schools and, you know what I'm saying, just from his music. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I don't think a person should be. I mean, I understand that, yeah, that he may live like that, but at the same time, we are in the entertainment business. At the same time, so it's like,
absolutely,
you can't judge somebody. You can't judge somebody from entertainment.
Absolutely.
But it's all good.
And
shout out to Go Yayo.
Yes, seriously, shout out to Go Yayo and Shame on Channel 8 or whoever, whatever channel.
Yeah, nah, for real. Whoever did it.
Because
same on.
That's fraud, because you need somebody who had that path or went down that road to come and be the mentor and to say, look, yes, I made these decisions. I made these bad choices, but at the end of the day, I'm coming here to tell you guys you have a better, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to follow my route, my path. So that's backwards.
Most definitely.
To have somebody that is just a perfect, I'm not going to say perfect, but you know what I mean? Just a stand up, too goody, never had a struggle in his life, come here and talk. What can we learn from that person? We can't learn, you know, without struggle, there's no progress. So I'm not understanding that. And now I've got to go and do research after we finish the interview.
Most definitely.
So I can send a professional email over and say, I disagree. Like, that's whack to me. I have a brother incarcerated now. And I have a brother that recently was released out of incarceration. And now he became a GM and won GM of the year, you know, out of all the hotels in the nation. So but he was a felon.
Most
you know, he was a convicted felon. So I don't be feeling that, and I'm not happy. But tell me, since we're on that subject, since we're on this subject of doing good and all of that and rights, how do you feel, or is there any type of I'd like to know anything that artists are passionate about. Do you plan to do any kind of nonprofit work, or kind of do what Yo-Yo's doing to tell your story, or anything that you're working on to better change in your community?
Well, right now, I'm trying to switch up that putting your guns out in your music videos and all the drugs and all that. You know, I'm trying to, with this fire video, I'm trying to switch that over to a whole nother level. You know, I think that'll be a good start. Cause when people, you know what I'm saying, not talk down nobody, cause you know we done had a couple guns in some videos too. You know what I'm saying? Right. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, we do got to realize that a lot of kids are looking up to us. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can get that together.
Absolutely.
Because it's a lot of. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, nah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying, it's a lot of violence going on, you know. This is Fort Worth, a.k.a. Murder Worth, you know. And I'm not bragging on it, but we are against each other a lot. And, you know, I think a lot of that needs to be changed up, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I'm actually from Killeen, or raised, rather, in Killeen, Texas. So, and used to shoot up to Dallas and Fort Worth both, like, every other weekend, just on some business, all the time.
Yeah.
And it definitely, a couple of old prisoners, you know, all of that. And it definitely ain't always, peace. How are you able to define, or I guess separate the two when it comes to making music and then making sure you keep in line and you know, kind of, I guess, stay out of trouble, rather.
Repeat that question again. I heard the first part.
How are you finding a balance in between making sure you stay out of that negative part of the game, like you said, people, a lot of competition or a lot of hate or a lot of fighting, a lot of killing. How do you separate yourself from that so that you can stay focused and be Yo-Yo the artist?
Well, for one, I've done a lot of wrong. We all make mistakes. I've made a couple. And when I seen, well, for one, I'm going to keep it real. From the beginning, I've always been a good boy. You know what I'm saying? I done been around a lot of bad. And it influenced me to do a lot of bad things. So at the same time, when I did make the mistake, I was wishing that I didn't make the mistake. So it's like I made them a couple of more times, and it was like, why keep going through this? And then when I started doing music, well, I was really already doing music at the time, but at that time it wasn't at a serious note. When I started getting serious, I had to tell myself. Because we all know right from wrong, you know, and mm-hmm. I had to tell myself that I got something good right here. Now, it's going to be up to me to choose whether I want to go this right road or do I want to go down this wrong road. So when I started doing my music, it was like, now when I say music is my life, I mean that literally. I live mm-hmm. this music. I wake up to music. I go to sleep from music.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on nothing but music. Like, I don't, nothing, like, the negative, not saying that it ain't going to come my way, because it do come my way, but I try to ignore it as much as I can.
Absolutely. And I think I definitely can relate to you and feel that you are, like, you're very genuine in what you're saying, and you want to do the right thing. You ain't going to take no disrespect, but...
Nah.
You wanna,
not at all.
You want to do the right thing.
On.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up, you do. That's been my thing ever since he just said that. But, I definitely can, like I said, respect that in a sense. of you wanting to fly straight and just everything that you're saying as it relates to staying out of trouble. And I really appreciate you for being transparent with us about it all.
Gotta be.
So what kind of what kind of advice can you give to the next artist that wants to kind of be where you are and where you're at right now? I know you feel like you have so many ways you want to go, as you mentioned, growth and investment. But what kind of advice can you just give to the independent artist who's just starting out?
For one, if this is something that they want to do, then they got to take it serious. And you can't stop when things going bad. You can't. I'm pretty sure everybody was taught the same thing. You can't be a quitter. You know what I'm saying? If this is something that you want to do and this is what you're doing, you can't quit. You know, if it's going bad, you just got to keep pushing through it. You just got to stay consistent, stay working towards it. You'll see progress.
Mm-hmm. Already, that was great.
Never give up. That's all of it in one. Never give up. That's it.
Now, that's great. And I think that can resonate with anybody who, like you said, comes across adversity is inevitable. We're all going to face that. So for you to say just don't give up on that is definitely dope. I have to tell myself the same thing, just to keep pushing, you know, things
yeah,
come through, you know?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yay. So, was this your first project? I am going to let you go because I know you got stuff to do. But was this your first project that you released?
Oh, nah.
The Moment of Silence? Okay,
wait. Finish your question.
Yeah.
I kind of cut you off.
Let us know. No, you good. This is your night. Let us know how we can go back and catch up if we're just now getting to know who you are and listen to some old music and then get into your new stuff.
This is not my first project. I actually have three other projects I've done before this. But this one is probably the one that I put more work into and more time and more passion. I put more of everything into this project right here.
Okay. All right, and it's called Moment of Silence. Where did that title come about? How did you get the inspiration behind that?
I bring back up my brother Money Maserati. Right now he doing time. He locked up, and I was working on, before he got locked up, I was working on a mixtape called The Link Up, which is basically a mixtape. Me linking up with all the artists in the city and putting it out. But some things happening, you know. He wound up getting locked up, and it kind of like put a pause on me. So, like, I just took a moment of silence. It popped up in my head, you know. I was like, I'm gonna take a moment of silence for this, because I really didn't know what to do at the time. So I had to just sit there and in silence, literally, and think what I really needed to do to make this work. Because it was me and him who was making everything happen. So it was like when he got locked up, it was like, damn, what do I do now? And so when I took that moment of silence and I figured out what I was going to do, I was like, that's my name. That's the name right there.
That's kind of how I got the
date to drop the mixtape. That's why I chose May 30th, Memorial Day, you know, because everybody could take a moment of silence for lost loved ones and soldiers and everything, you know?
Absolutely. That's dope. I didn't even message to think of that. I like that marketing strategy behind that. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
I really am excited for you. And hopefully I will see you perform. I'm actually coming to Texas this weekend, but I don't think I'm going to catch it at any shows just because of the schedule, and I don't know what you got going on, but I will be catching one of your performances, hopefully, as well as I encourage everybody that's listening to do the same and get Moment of Silence now, the hard copy, or they can get it online. So is it a car story?
Yeah, live mixtapes, yeah.
Okay, live mixtapes. That's what's up. Well, I want to ask you one last thing before I let you go this evening. What is the best advice you've ever received, and who provided it to you? It could be on music, life, anything in general.
My best advice was to never give up. That's why I stress that so much, because real. That's because I was taught not to give up, and I done been through a lot to where I wanted to quit, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I seen the good that happened out of it, and it was like, man, this is life ain't always good. So it's like, why not go with what's working, you know? Why keep following the mistakes when you see what's working, you know? So that's kind of how I just started telling everybody, look, if this is what you do, regardless if it's music, if you cooking, you make clothes, you an artist, you draw, whatever, don't give up if this is what you do. If this is your passion, don't give up just because you got a bump in the road, you know? Got to keep going to get to your destination.
Well, no, that's right. And much respect to you, and I commend you for persevering through and all of that, and not using it as an excuse a setback, rather, because here we go, fire. Video, ready. Ooh. When is it going to drop? When's the video coming out? I'm ready for it.
The video will be dropping next weekend.
Okay, cool. When I get back to the West Coast, I got to make sure I get straight online. I'm actually asking me to text it to somebody.
Yeah, we finna burn it up.
That's what's up. Well, I certainly enjoyed having you on the show tonight. I thank you for your time. For the free as well. I don't play with people's time or money. So I thank you so much for it. And let us know where we can follow you on your social network.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Gator Gang J-O. That's GATAGANGJAIO.
Alrighty. And I did see a lot of Texas numbers popping in and out on the board, by the way. So you do have several, more than few, a lot of supporters on the line. On the call, so shout out to everybody that tuned in to listen to you tonight.
Already, shout out to all y'all.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play your record again, and if you could do a drop for me, we'll ride out to that.
Right now, you need it right now?
Yeah, go ahead and do it like live. And then I will play your record.
Well, shout out to Onyx for having me on. You already know what it is. It's your boy J.O., and we tuned in live to Global 14 The Cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire, yeah.
That's no lie, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm getting high.
I'm
getting on
the
nerves. They like,
ay.
They like, hold up, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Nigga, let me finish.
Nigga, let me.
I'm about to go and get.
I'm finna go.
I just want the money.
I want the money.
Run up the check for me.
Running.
I got some killers for real. They for real. They go break their neck for me.
Got the plug and that nigga on the set, I'm so fly, a nigga just a thought for the jet. These niggas pussy need to go see the vet. All these niggas, yeah, they know I'm a veteran. All these niggas know I'm better than half these niggas, they ain't ready for a nigga. Follow me while I go set the trend.
Hey.
Kamikaze for a kamikaze. Get respected like I'm Luca Brasi. I got niggas, and they got niggas, and they go against the fucking Nazis. I'm a killer by myself. I don't even need a fucking posse. I just keep them by my side, cause they gon' ride or die, nigga. It's time for you niggas to go to sleep so I can buy, nigga. Niggas be talking about whipping the chicken, nigga. I like my chicken fried, nigga. I got the opposite of cola.
that purple and yellow with soda. Then I roll up the loud. Got niggas following me for that motherfucking odor.
Hold up, wait a minute. These niggas hate cause I'm winning. These niggas know that I come for the show and they know I'ma go wherever I want. Where I'm finna go, you don't need to know, and that is the show. I got my niggas, they with me, we packing them packs. Shit, all my niggas, yeah, they roll with heavy metal.
I'm on fire, yeah. That's no lie, yeah. I'm getting high, yeah. I'm getting on the nerves, they like, yeah. They like, hold up, wait a minute. Nigga, let me finish. I'm about to go in there. I just want the money. Run up the check for me.
Run it.
I got some killers for real, they for real. They go break their neck for me.
Already, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. As we just had independent recording artist J.O. from Fort Worth. I said Dallas. My bad, y'all. Fort Worth has to stand up. There is a difference, by the way, for those of you who don't reside in Texas. Just had him on the line. Very sweet guy. Just very, I guess I shouldn't probably say sweet on the air. But what I meant to say, very nice, very humble. That's a great record. He didn't just do a record. That's a really, really huge record, you guys, that Fire record that we just played. That's a great record. It's doing what it's supposed to do, and I can't wait to see it grow legs and do even more. But like I said, I definitely think he's a great person, just genuine, just real, just kind of just want to make music and do his thing, but go about it the right way. So you got to respect that. You really do. So keep up with what he's got going on before it's too late. Like he said, he'll work with people. He's definitely willing to work with you, especially if you live in Fort Worth. You ain't on the nothing crazy. You know, you got something to bring to the table. Make sure you hit him up and try to link up with him while you still can, while the price is still low, or while he's in that mood to network on that level. Speaking of networking and all of that, like I said, I will be in Texas. Miss my city, Colleen. I'm actually coming home to you to celebrate the birthday. So I'll be there Saturday night at the club. And I think there's going to be a flyer coming up real last minute. Y'all know it is what it is. Coming from the West Coast, coming down to my city to party a little bit. I'll be in San Antonio. I'll be in Dallas. And I will be in Killeen. Don't know about Houston yet. This ain't no tour. This is just, I got stuff I need to take care of, so I'm coming through, and I'm showing love when I'm there. So if you want to link up and network a little bit in person, I'd be glad to do so. Make sure you hit me up beforehand, because the schedule is crazy. So I want to make sure I have some time to do one-on-ones if necessary. So, but if nothing else, probably won't be broadcasting next Wednesday. I'll actually be on the plane, but we'll be back the following Wednesday with a special guest. Don't want to confirm her right just yet, but she did have a major record deal. What is this, like trivia now? I've never done this, but she did have a major record deal, and she's back on the scene. Never left, really, but she's got some music out, and I'm ready to introduce her to the Cut and see what she has going on and reintroduce her music to those of you who may or may not be familiar. So I really enjoy when we can have independent artists on before they reach this huge level of success, because we get to have a great feel for who they are and what they have to bring to the table as it relates to the industry. So there is some, if you want to get into, like I said, the main thing with the hip-hop news was just the Birdman situation. And then I know there was some more details on the Troy Ave situation. They're still looking, I guess, for the additional shooter. You know, he's up and being charged for some attempted murder. And it's just, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, I hate when this happens. So I wish everybody the best. I wish for the best for everybody's outcome and situation. These poor charges these charges are hard to beat, and a lot of them want a conviction either way. So you're gonna have to pay that money. Either way, it's not dope. It's not cool. You gotta pay the money. Lawyers are getting money. Courts are getting money. It's just a lot of it be corrupt to me. But hey, with all that being said, you do gotta kind of put yourself in the right situation, right situations. Keep yourself out of the wrong situations and make the best decision you possibly can. So, as you were taught, hopefully, growing up, and you know, just the basics. But look, I'm done talking for tonight. Definitely, like I said, if you missed any part of tonight's interview, you want to go back and play, please access the broadcast once the episode ends. And you must be here. What are we going to write out to y'all? What are we going to do? You know what? I feel like writing out to some Jeremiah, so we're going to play this record. And like a shout out for you is 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks, but if you need me in between, tag at Onyx254 on any social network. And then also Golden Fleece will be back joining me. And then I may or may not see you guys at the BET Awards. It depends if you're coming, but I'll definitely be in LA. So see you. And go to globalfreightteam.com. Make sure to check out BET Moguls this month with Jermaine Dupri and others. And then also Rap Game premieres in July. So be ready. Go for Team and Cut. Let's go.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But